I want you to take a moment and think of, remember, vision, imagine a mountaintop experience. I know you've all had them. Think of one of those right this minute. Just remember what it felt like. Every one of us has mountaintop experiences, those moments that take our breath away and that blind us with beauty. And today is all about mountaintops, in case you didn't listen to those readings. Every one of them is about a mountaintop. And it's a great place to be before we descend into Lent and then up again to Easter. It's about changing seasons. Our weather may not be changing season, but our church season is changing. And we're going from those bright days of Alleluias to the darkness of thinking about things that we could do better. And so today we hear about Jesus taking his disciples up the mountain. And when they get there, they probably think they're just going on a nice little hike with their buddy, but it turns out quite differently than that. When they get there, Jesus is transfigured. His face is beaming, he's glowing in white, and all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah, two great prophets, appear beside him. Hard to imagine that mountaintop experience, perhaps, but it's what they record as having happened to them. Well, transfiguration isn't a word we use a heck of a lot in our regular day-to-day sort of conversation, so I thought I'd better remind myself what it meant. So the definition for transfiguration is a complete change of form or appearance into a more beautiful or spiritual state. No wonder we have mountaintop experiences that we are indeed transfigured in. So the disciples, how do they react to this amazing change, this amazing beauty? They say, let's build some permanent structures to keep it here. Let's keep this moment here so we don't forget it. Let's make it permanent. Let's build a building. Sound like anyone you know? Sounds like us. Let's just stay in the moment. Let's revel it, enjoy it, hold on to it, and never leave this place. But you know what happens when we do that? God speaks. And he scares the heck out of them today. God speaks into their complacency about building a building and says, this is my son. I'm pleased with him, and you need to listen to him. The disciples are more than a little scared by that, and I would be too if I was very happy in a blissful mountaintop experience state and had God sort of enter into that. And Jesus walks with them down the mountain and calms them and says, don't be afraid, it's all right. He walks with them into the world. They've been touched, they've been changed, and he charges them to tell the good news at the right moment. They don't get to just stay there in that space, but to tell the news when it's time and then to act on it. Now, when you're a priest, you get lots of mountaintop experiences because the great privilege is you get to walk with people at very important times in their lives. But you also have built-in mountaintop experiences. I think of my ordinations, both of them, as amazing experiences, and again, my induction here at St. John's just a number of weeks ago. Amazing experiences that were definitely transforming and beautiful and changed almost everything in some ways. And those are moments I will never forget. But we also get other moments in our lives that we don't expect, that aren't sort of blocked in, that are mountaintop experience transfiguration moments. And the last 2 days, I got to participate in another one of those moments that I didn't plan on and didn't expect. And some of you here were there with me. Our parish council met yesterday and Friday night for the first time as a new gathering. The people that you chose last week as the leadership for the next year in this parish. And we gathered on Friday night in the chapel in a circle, and who knows what's going to happen when you gather with another bunch of 12 to 13 strong people with amazing talents and different life skills and experiences. But I can tell you that it was in a moment of the Spirit being there as we sat in that circle and we shared some of our gifts and some of our hopes and some of our dreams and why we were there and what we wanted for this place. And I will never, ever forget Friday night. And on Saturday, we spent time talking about our strengths in this parish, our weaknesses, our opportunities, our threats, the things we face that are difficult. And I need to tell you that these people know this parish. From the newest person to the one who's been here the longest. From the youngest to the oldest. We have such diversity and talent, and they know who we are. It was amazing how it gelled and how it came together. We talked about the glory days. You'll all remember them, whatever you define them as here. We talked about the difficult times. We talked about the time of stabilizing, and we moved into a place of renewal and growth, all in less than 24 hours. The depth, the care, and the vision that every single person contributed to the last 2 days was astonishing. When you went to the hall this morning, on the wall, you're going to see some words and some people's names attached to them. And by the end of the day yesterday, people talked about what they hoped for, what they could see, what their vision might be in a few years' time for this place. So these are personal, individual statements. And one says TBA, because one person said, I need to think about this for a while longer. I need to pray about this before I can commit it to words. And you need to know we were given a limit, 10 words. That was it. And so when you read those, I hope you will accept them in the spirit they were given, a spirit of grace and a spirit of openness. And so don't, you know, judge them. Just take them in the way they were given. And they speak about what we dream. In the midst of our realities, of society and our church here right now. Now let me reassure you, in case you were worried, that this was a great event where everyone agreed about everything. That didn't happen. There were, 15 of us? And I'm sure there were at least 15 opinions at any given moment. Maybe 30 sometimes. As any group of individuals. But what struck me was not that we had different opinions or different experiences or different attributes, but how we listen to each other and how we move together through that. So I need to tell you, we are in good hands. I texted some of my friends on Friday night because a number of my friends were thinking of me in particular because they knew this was my first time with a parish retreat for parish council, and I just wrote, wow. Wow. That was the most amazing night with a group of leaders I have ever spent. And so one of those words on the wall, which struck a few of us, a number of us kind of burst into tears at one moment, which is always interesting. And it says that they hope that this place will be a center of action and contemplation for all seekers. Now that, to me, is about a mountaintop vision of a day-to-day life that we can offer to this world, to listen and to then share the good news. So today we are called to be transfigured. We are called to be changed. We are called to appear into a more beautiful and spiritual state. Now, some of us, at various times, are going to be scared out of our wits, including me. Some of us at various times are going to be so anxious to get going and do something that they can barely stand it. And some of us at times will want to stand there and say, can we just go back to those glory days and forget about all this stuff? And some of us will remind us that we're in it together and that we don't need to move fast, but we do need to move with care and with unity and with the grace and the openness that I saw in the last 2 days. We are in good hands, not just because of our leadership, but because of God's grace. We've had, some of us, a mountaintop experience to inspire us, and Jesus reminds us today to not be afraid, because we have a whole world out there to share the good news with that we experience in some measure every time we come to this place. So may we be brave enough to travel together, to enjoy the mountaintops, to address our challenges, and to move forward and outward in God's grace and love. Amen.